Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know, got to be some magic in the listings we can dish. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
So nobody knew the answer to my trivia question.
Which one was that?
Where was eggnog originated? And it's England, so I'm going to just say it, and I'm going to give another trivia question.
But, so no one, well, you, okay, well, it's
nobody
up to you,
could right. even Google it. I know, get the drift.
All right, what's your next trivia question?
Okay, here's the next trivia question. Now, this one, like a lot of these Christmas issues, two different parts of the Bible say two different things, so I'm going to accept one of two answers, okay?
Yeah.
After leaving Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania.
To which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel?
Oh, I think I know the answer.
After leaving Bethlehem, and there is some discrepancy in the Bible. There are two verses, and they each say something different. So,
didn't they go to Cabo for a holiday?
I knew you were going to do something like that.
Of course you do.
Or say Pascagoula, Mississippi or something.
Well, I mean, I've drawn the line at Pascagoula.
After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel? Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and I have a beautiful, and they're really nice-looking, spiral canvas notebooks. They're actually called journals, but you can use them for whatever you want. They've got 100 lined sheets inside of them. I like them when they're lined. And there's a year calendar insert as the last page. So it's really a nice gift. And we're going to give that to the first person who calls in with the correct answer to
yes, we are.
Where did Mary, Joseph, and Jesus go when they left Bethlehem? And like I said, there's some discrepancy in the Bible with that, so I'm going to accept either one of two things.
Well, I would have said, I mean, I don't know, Monaco? Didn't they like take a weekend in Spain or something? What did they
probably.
Do?
Probably.
I mean, it was a rough week, so.
Probably.
I thought they were. They went to the Poconos, right?
Yeah, really.
Well, you know, who knows where they went. See, obviously, you do.
So, Betsy has put birthday pictures of me up in the chat board of when I was skinny with birthday hats.
Wait, is it your birthday or something?
Yes, it's going to be my birthday Sunday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank
How old
you.
Are you, like 39?
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I can't
happy
hear Griff
birthday.
All of a sudden.
You can't hear me? I'm here. Hey, Lee.
He's asking me a question I can't hear. And I don't
Lee,
know.
How old are you?
So old enough to know. What was the old expression when we were old enough to know better, too young to resist?
Yeah, no, young enough to something, old enough to know better.
Or something like that.
Yeah. And then came the slap across the face and you forgot everything.
Exactly. So, do women still slap men across the face? I don't think so.
Thank God they do.
I don't think so.
It's usually wolf slap.
Used to be if he got fresh, you slapped him.
Right.
I never did, but, you know.
Well, I think the last time we saw that was in the 80s during a movie that went like this. Snap out of it!
Oh, I forgot that.
Do you know what it is?
No. Yes and no. What was it?
It's Moonstruck. It's Cher to Nicolas Cage. When Nicolas Cage says, I love you, and she slaps him once and then slaps him again and says, snap out of it.
What a great movie that was. What a great, speaking of Italians, what a great movie it was.
She's a great actress.
Oh, fantastic. In more ways than one. Hey, I want to tell you that it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. We were just talking about it. She's going to put a picture of my Christmas tree up there.
Oh, wonderful. You have a tree.
I told you. It looks pathetic, but we have a little tree, and it's kind of pathetic looking.
Oh.
She's going to put a picture of it up there, and we can vote on whether it's pathetic or not. Let's see. We have Linda in Campbell, California, and she's known on eBay as D Scatter Kindness. Hi, Linda.
D-Scatter Client.
Welcome. Hello. What's your question or comment today?
I just wanted to answer the eggnog question.
Oh, the eggnog question. Okay.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Is it England?
It is. What a wonderful. You're so smart. How'd you get to be so smart?
Okay.
My friend will help.
Okay. It is the holiday season.
Yeah, and we're in the giving mood.
Linda, what do you sell on eBay?
My husband makes industrial age steampunk style lamps and train whistles, and then we sell eclectic, just trying to declutter the house right now.
That's fantastic.
I like it a lot. So, Linda, you have to send me email, Lee, L-E-E, at voicemarketing.com.
What are you giving away, Lee?
And I'm giving away this wonderful spiral-bound canvas journal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's got a leather closure, and it's a sturdy cover made of canvas-textured covering material laminated to chipboard. Metal corner and leather lappet closure, 100 line sheets. It's a great thing. It's got the eBay logo on it. So you send me your name, your address, and please your phone number in case something goes wrong with the shipment or something, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. And happy holidays.
Thank you.
Same to you, Linda. We appreciate your call. We do so.
It's a notebook that comes with its own technical specification sheet.
So the funny thing is that I gave the answer away already
today. I know. It's
that
okay.
That was funny.
Don't tell me.
In Vacaville, California, known on eBay as the book kiosk, our buddy Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Sup, Deb.
What's your question or comment?
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I'm calling to answer the trivia question about where they took the baby Jesus. Did
someone
answer
that
yet?
Okay. No,
preschool.
No one's answered it.
They took him to preschool.
Preschool. Well, before they took him to preschool, they wanted him to sightsee and see the pyramids, so they took him to Egypt.
Exactly.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you.
Was it a day trip or was it like a weekend thing?
So what happened?
I think it was a while.
If you look it up, you will see that there are two verses in the Bible, and one of them says Egypt, and the other one says Nazareth, which is part of Israel.
Correct.
So yes. I would have accepted either one of those answers,
actually. The thing is, they were spotted in both, and it was posted on Facebook in its day, so.
Is that what happened?
Right. No one's quite sure.
Okay.
Right.
That's the deal.
Right. Yes. You know the Internet, it never gives us the right answers anyway.
Damn you, Internet!
Half the time.
Right.
It's true. So, Debbie, what are you doing for the holidays?
Well, it's interesting. Our children that are grown and old, they told us we're celebrating on December 20th.
Oh.
So then I'm going to my parents. I've been estranged from my family for about 10 years, so this will be the first Christmas with my mom and my siblings.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I hope that goes well.
Debbie, that's wonderful.
It will.
Let's hope.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
My mom and I had counseling. Yeah, it'll be good. And then, I don't know, I think Christmas Eve we're spending night with my mom. We made it to Tahoe on Sunday. Whatever Christmas Day is. There's new snow, and my husband's a snow bunny, and he never gets to see the snow.
Wait a minute. Your husband is a snow bunny?
Oh, he loves the snow. I'm like, okay, I see it from here. Leave me alone. But he loves it.
Does he wiggle his nose and flap his ears?
He would if I'd left. If I give him, here's your snow boots, go have fun. There's a new Hard Rock Casino up in Tahoe, too, that we haven't seen yet.
Oh, that'll be fun. A little gambling in.
So, Debbie, have yourself a wonderful holiday. I'm so glad you're getting back together with your family. You know, we've had some estrangements in our family as well.
Mm.
And a couple of 2 years ago, we got, you know, part of the family back together with this part, and it was very, very nice. So, I wish
that's when we started too. Was two years ago is about when we started too. But you know, yeah, it's a process. But after a while, you have to start living life again. Just go on and get over it and move on.
Well, you know, you got to forgive people, even though you may never forget. You just have to forgive and get it over with already. You know.
And in addition to the forgiveness, it's getting over the fear of being around them again. It's like, oh, no, now what's going to happen this time?
But yes, exactly my point.
Because as we know, all of our families are so perfect.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I have to remind myself, I'm not perfect. So, you know, just go with the flow and see what happens. And, yeah, Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas to
you too, Debbie.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, honey. And the reason she's doing it on the 20th, obviously, is because it's my birthday. So
yes,
that's why her family wanted to have it.
It's all about you.
It really is.
It's all about you, babe. Hey, guess what I'm doing on Christmas?
What are you doing?
It's an old, well, not old, but it is a very Jewish tradition. I'm doing a Jewish thing on Christmas.
What are you doing?
It's a trivia question.
Oh, you're going to Chinese restaurant.
Oh, you gave it away. I can't win for trying with you. Yes, of course. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, traditionally, that's what Jewish people do on, at least that's what we hear,
yeah,
on Christmas.
That's right.
You know, or you know what they also do?
What do they
fill in for co-workers who want the day off?
Well,
that doesn't jobs where somebody has to work on Christmas. They fill in for
Christians. I do that. If that was the case, I would do that. But eBay's closed up tight as a drum on the holiday here.
You better believe it. Hey, Pat, in Melbourne, Florida, known as Purr-Free, P-U-R-R-F-R-E-E.
Purr-Free.
Hey.
On eBay wants a listing dish. Pat wants a listing dish. Okay. We'll do it. Let me give out, since we're ready to go on break here in a minute, let me give out the item number, okay? It is 3516-0150-5725. Again, that's 3516-0150-5725. So if you go there, which I'm going to do right now.
Don't make me go there.
I'm going to go there. Let's do it again. 3516-0150-0150-5725. Okay. Are you there already, Griff?
I'm trying.
Oh, okay. I'm there.
Hold on.
Oh, if that isn't adorable.
It hasn't come up yet.
Okay. We'll be right back.
And this segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us now at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel. Anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display. While your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle. Or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays
Rhodey's the driver. And since Rhodey sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Rhodey's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Rhodey app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Rhodey.com.
An eBay Radio holiday factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The word Christmas is Old English, a contraction of Christ's Mass. The first president to decorate the White House with a Christmas tree in the U.S. was Franklin Pierce. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Now, before I melt away, give us a jingle at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So in the time after I gave out the item number, somebody bought it.
Ah!
And I got to tell you, I bought it. And I'm going to tell you why I bought it in just
Why'd
a minute.
Yeah.
But first of all, we can still go there because it shows you can click on...
See original listing.
Exactly. Yeah. See original listing. And let me tell you, first of all, why don't we dish it and then I'll tell you why I bought it.
Okay.
So the title says, Christmas Mrs. Santa Sock Mouse with 10 holiday outfits.
Oh my, more clothes than you.
10-inch stuffed plush.
Yeah.
So I like the title. Do you?
Yeah, because it's handmade. So isn't this handmade? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's great. I may have stuck in handmade. I don't know if it's that important. Apparently, it doesn't matter because it's sold.
Right.
But that's cool.
Okay, I'll tell you why after we get through dishing the listing.
Oh, geez. You're going to hold me in suspense here.
Yes.
Used? Well, it's used.
The pictures are adorable.
Oh, so this is not, you didn't hand make this.
No, this is used.
Okay. Well made, nicely cared for from a non-smoking home.
And it's got costumes for every occasion.
Oh.
See, Christmas.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, Halloween. She's got a little witch's hat on and a broom in her hand.
Seahawks, it says there on with her little banner.
Yeah.
Well, it's so cute.
It's adorable.
It's so cute. Okay. I just want to squeeze it through
the
cheek.
So you're charging for shipping, which is okay.
And you're going to pay it, too.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Through the note. I already paid.
Oh, okay. Good for you. I don't see a Festivus outfit.
There's no Festivus outfit, no.
I got a lot of problems with you people. It's the airing of the grievances. Yeah, this is cool. Photos are very nice. I can see it. I like that you changed it up when every time you showed it in a different outfit. It's a slightly different pose.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like a little fashion shoot for a little mouse sock. Ooh, you're so
it's so cute.
You're so cute, it's a little thing.
And I'll tell you why I bought it. You
Why'd
ready?
You yeah, okay.
My nickname for Melissa, even though now she rolls her eyes when I do it.
Yeah.
Always from the time she was a baby, because her name is Melissa, was Missy Mouse. She's so little.
And
so her nickname is Missy Mouse. So I thought this would be adorable for her, and then she could put a different outfit on it every holiday. She'll just get a smile out of it.
Well, that isn't... Now, just get cuter. Who's a little mousey? Who's a little
it
mousey?
It is cute. It's adorable. Don't make fun. It's
I'm
so
not making
cute.
Fun. I'm wetting myself here over the quit.
I am just so thrilled. I can just imagine you and Melissa playing with this thing. I thought it was really cute,
It
too,
is cute. Know? It's adorable.
It's totes adorbs, as the kids say.
So it has outfits for Christmas, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Mother's Day, July 4th. First day of school, Halloween, Thanksgiving. Oh, it's cute.
It's see, now I'd ruin it. Because I would make it some more outfits, like there'd be like
Pride
the gay Pride
yes, exactly.
parade day. There'd be the S&M. There would
be. Oh, it does. It needs a rainbow shirt, yes.
Right.
Yes.
It needs all these different.
It needs leather chaps. All those yes. kind of things.
Without the back, otherwise known as something less.
Well, listen, Pat, this is a good listing, Griff. This is a good listing.
It's adorable. I think it's very cute. I think it's wonderful. I'm glad you bought it. And
I like
think it's
it.
For given that it has 10 outfits, $24.99 with $7.50 yeah. shipping was not bad.
Now,
yeah,
you have to pay somebody $100. Oh, you'd yeah. have to pay $100 to have all those outfits made.
Yep.
It's adorable. It's just a cute thing.
It's totes adorable.
It is. So what are we going to give her for a listing dish?
Well, I didn't look at her description yet.
Okay.
It's great. Five. I just, this
the
is
great. Well, there's one thing wrong.
What is
I'm
wrong?
Not gonna, I'm still going to give her a five.
It's a five.
There's an
What's
in,
wrong?
There's an it's, indentation.
I need to learn.
Okay.
Oh, no. Wait. Before you even say it, Miss Picayune, this is the holiday season, and we're giving out fives. So...
But there is one thing you can change, just one little thing. See
what
where
is it?
See down in the description?
Yeah.
The second sentence is to the right. Is
it's an indent.
Is an indent. Yeah.
Oh, it's indented.
Oh, yeah, call the police, be. Please. It's a huge crime.
Alert the media. Well, I'm sure Melissa's going to adore this.
Sometimes I do that rather than leave a line break.
Yeah.
Thinking that that may show that that's the end of the title, but... You think that's a mistake to do that? I should leave a line
It
break
looks it. Funny. It doesn't look professional.
Yeah, it's not an ad copy protocol. You won't ever see ad copy do that. They don't. Indented paragraphs that we learned in school are for when you're like writing a
They're
a
poopy
letter,
now.
A letter or a novel or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you're getting a five because
you're
everything you've done
five.
Here is yeah. fantastic. And you sold it. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, Lee, happy birthday.
Oh, thank
coming
you.
Up.
Thank
You're
you.
You're old enough to know better and too young to resist.
That's it.
That's
old
it.
Enough to know better, too young to resist. Okay, got it. And I still feel that way.
I think the thing I remember is that when somebody says, how old are you? Is the answer back was, old enough to know better.
Yeah.
I never heard the resist part.
Oh, we used to say. The resist part.
Oh, us Southern girls know that.
Exactly.
Oh,
we know
Southern
about resisting,
girls.
Don't we, Pat? We had to deal with all those Southern boys.
Yeah, repeat after me. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Goodbye.
Don't stop.
Pat.
And yeah, I know a girl that talked so slow that by the time she told a boy she was a good girl, it was too late.
How languid of her.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay, Pat.
Thanks,
Next,
Pat.
Next, we'll be discussing first base, second base, third base. Thank
Baseball
you.
Baseball season's over.
Thank you,
Happy
Pat.
Happy holidays.
Thank
Happy
you,
holidays,
dear.
Pat.
Thank you so much for calling.
Is this show gone off the rails yet?
Forrest, oh, it's too late. That dog won't hunt. Forrest, Blakewood, Washington. Known as Hulk Caller One, our buddy. Hi, how you doing, and what's your question or comment?
Well, I'm doing okay. It sounds like you guys are really having a ball.
Yeah,
we both got into the eggnog, apparently.
Yeah.
I see. You went to England and got some, huh?
Exactly.
It's actually second floor here. There's alcohol, too.
I've got a question about why doesn't UPS show up on the drop-down menu? When you go in to print a label, only FedEx and USPS.
Really? Wait a minute. That's not how it works. Are you doing this?
Well, that's what I thought, but I went in and filled out all the paperwork and everything on it, and I still can't get it to come up in the drop-down menu.
And is this on eBay or PayPal?
eBay.
Really? That's very
odd. You know, when I sell something, it says print a label, and I go to the print a label page.
Yes. And is this what we call the quick listing tool or the advanced listing tool or what? I need to see exactly what you're looking at. Can you send me some screenshots? That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Send them to Griffin.
All you'll see is that drop-down menu with just the USPS and FedEx on
but
it.
But that'll help because I'll know which drop-down menu you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be a big help.
Okay, that's Griff at eBay.com?
The very one.
What are you doing for the holidays?
Oh, and include your user ID, too.
Okay.
Forrest, what are you doing for the holidays?
Going to my sister's with a big family.
Always have a turkey and stuff, the traditional?
No, we don't do that. We do a prime rib.
Oh. Nice.
Serious eaters. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we do the turkey for Thanksgiving, but we do prime rib usually for Christmas.
Have yourself a good one for us.
You guys too.
Okay, for
thank
us.
You so much.
Send me the details and I'll help you out there.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So now people are putting their trees in the chat room. My ridiculous little tree is there.
What little tree?
On the chat board.
Right, so?
And then CJ put hers, which...
Oh, hers is cute. Is that CJ?
Look at that tree.
It's actually a fantastic tree.
That is a fantastic tree. Then come down.
It's very eBay, that tree.
And you can see my tree.
Let's see. Wait, I don't see your tree.
Oh, it's down a little further.
Wait a minute, I'm not seeing
it. It's down.
Lee's holiday tree? Is that the one?
That's it. That's our little pathetic tree.
Oh, Lee.
I know. I have to fix it, too. I mean, it's just not fixed either.
You need to hire a designer, Steve. Hey, CJ, you better take a ride down to San Diego. Someone needs your help.
Oh, man. I'll fix it tonight. It's got to be. Something's got to be done with that
tree. You better hurry up. Christmas is a-coming.
I know. Santa won't like it.
Santa will freak out. If he comes to your house and he sees that tree, he's going to take the guitar next to the tree and he's going to whack the tree with it.
That's one of John's guitars. He has many.
He better not use that.
Okay, I have another trivia question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This one is too easy. Traditionally, kids leave out snacks for Santa Claus. What are these snacks? I mean, this is so easy. Traditionally, kids leave out snacks for Santa Claus. What are these snacks? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
I think I know what they are.
Yeah. Didn't you leave out snacks for Santa?
I seem to recall doing so, but then I think I ate them anyway.
Oh.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding while you're at it. 888-RADIO-30 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, And above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.